gentlemen, boys and girls, pets and creatures of every make and model, fans of entertainment and shenanigans alike. Welcome back to Legends Podcast. I'm Beef.
I'm Wayne.
And I'm John O'Lobster. Fall back in time with Legends Podcast. All month long, we're talking about time travel, paradoxes, and being excellent to each other. Time travel is extremely complicated, rife with unintended consequences. You could accidentally erase yourself from existence, or change the course of all of history. Or you could, you know, kidnap half a dozen historical figures just to get a passing grade in high school social studies. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure accomplished this consequence-free time travel with just a phone booth, and it scored big at the box office with one sequel in 1991, two television spin-offs, one live-action and one animated, and a third film, Bill and Ted Face the Music, in the works for summer 2020 release. Strange things are afoot at the Circle K. This is Chronovember.
This is funner than I remember, but it's also
it's way fun. There's nothing to it, but it's so fun.
Yeah.
This is a kind of over the top, so stupid that I can get with. Some reason, their time travel kind of works. So
it works. It doesn't matter. You steal people, you put them back.
I mean, if you have a time machine, technically, and this is basically Doctor Who with stoners, because let's be honest.
It's a phone booth.
And then just going through like the time tunnel or whatever. Yep. But if you have the time machine, the circuits of time. You should be able to return them to said time that you took them. You know what I mean?
And they have a chaperone. I mean, George Carlin isn't going to let them break the timeline.
True.
No, come on.
I mean, he's there. He's there to tell them what to do, and then the seven words they can't use on television.
God, I miss that guy. This is going to be the thing missing from the next one. That's it. It's George Carlin.
Who would you replace him with?
God, you just move on to something totally different. I don't think you replace him. But
you don't have like Lewis Black show up and be like, you mess with the timeline.
You know what? Lewis Black would be a great idea. Oh my God, please steal that idea. But they already shot the movie. But wow, that would be a great idea.
I don't know.
I love Lewis Black.
Only if he does his candy corn skit.
Fair.
Good stuff. So Keanu Reeves, obviously mega star. Alex Winter?
Very complex role for him. Come on.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, he used basically all the same acting for Neil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. Yeah, it is the same acting. You're right. Damn.
Your stepmom's hot.
I mean, she was.
Yeah.
80s hot. It's fun. I mean, I like how it's completely... They set it up at the end, you know, like, hey, after this, we got to remember to go back and put your keys there. Right, hey, there they are.
Oh, we did it.
Yeah, right.
But did they?
They did.
Okay.
I mean, they had to. Duh. But see, now, like, the typing on the typewriter, I don't understand how that works. Well,
they left themselves a note at some point.
Right, but then at some point, the timing of the moving and stuff and the... I don't know.
Timing and the moving and stuff?
Yeah, because at some point in time, they would have to stop and, like, type it out instead of just quick read it. And neither of them seemed like excellent typists in 84 or 86 or whatever.
Oh, my God. Okay, you're going far with this. I don't think they're good enough typists to be able to send themselves a note.
Well, okay. You would have at least had one going, okay, we got to remember to come back and do this, too. Everything else they were on top of, they at least made a note of it.
Yeah. Or at some point they just have a secretary and like a memo.
We did not see the secretary, sir.
It's true.
Okay, fair enough.
P.S. Duck. Okay, so favorite historical figure from that they steal.
Socrates is good.
Socrates? Yeah. I like Beethoven.
Yeah.
Napoleon is kind of good, too.
Joan of Arc leading the jazzercise class.
Yep.
Oh my God! Yes.
Genghis Khan beating up the sporting goods store.
Oh yeah, like testing out the new lightweight clubs. Mm-hmm. Billy the Kid was kind of cheesy, but he was all right.
Yeah, but you know they're trying.
Oh, I know. I mean, that's something that's a for lot the of kids. People.
I love that they make up fake names for everyone, and then they're just like, and yeah, Abraham Lincoln. Oh, okay.
Sir, give me back the fake beard and the hat. Sir.
Please. My God.
The end the end is the greatest part when they're all going through the mall and shit. That is
yeah.
Some of the best.
This movie is a lot of fun. It's like fluff, but it's a lot of fun.
So we're canceling next week's movie and we are watching Bogus Journey, right?
No.
No, we're going to torture ourselves. And watch Timeline, as the timeline must continue.
I'm kind of excited about that. This is going to be...
Which is that one?
It's the one... Yeah, the Richard Donner movie with Paul Walker based and Gerard Butler based on the Michael Crichton novel, which is actually a really good book, but...
It's really sad that movie. I own this right here. I'm looking at it.
Yeah, well...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it has the word time, you probably bought it, so...
You know, Wing, you do know me.
Just a little bit.
You're not wrong. I haven't watched this movie in, I don't know, if ever. I did remember the TV show, but now I can't remember if it was the live action or the animated one. But I remember enjoying that as a kid. Like, they made like a kid's version of it. It was like a Saturday morning cartoon show. And this, like, I had just had a lot of fun watching this. It was like a feel good movie. They're never like mean. They do they do use the other F word at one point in kind of a, you know, but they use it in a way that we kind of still use it today. You know, you hug your buddy and then you say, "Oh, not like that. Sorry."
Okay, I see what you mean. Okay, yeah.
Yep. But other than that, like, I think it's all above board. I think that's one of George Carlin's words you're not supposed to use, though. Or maybe he likes that one. I don't know.
Maybe. That's well. I have to rewatch that now. God damn it.
So, be excellent to each other, you guys.
Yeah, I want to start just doing the air guitar more. Yeah.
Now, what, it's because you don't have the music starting every time you do
who,
that.
Who came first, them or Wayne's World, Wayne and Garth? Because I got a similar vibe, right? Because didn't they do air guitar? Didn't they go party on?
I'm going to say the 90s came first.
The 90s came before the 80s?
No, first, and then these kind of guys.
Wayne's World is a 92 comedy film.
Oh,
but
see.
When did Saturday Night Live?
I don't think it was until the 90s.
Yeah,
so end of the 80s, start of the 90s.
I think these guys edged them out.
89 this?
Yeah, 90? This is 89.
30 so this years was, ago.
So this was filmed in, you know, 88.
Yep. So, yeah.
Legends of 89.
Wayne's World stole this shit.
Stole their shtick.
Yeah, but Wayne's World was not supposed to be that big. It just got huge because the first movie.
And then they said, "We're not worthy. We're not worthy."
Well, and then they did what Mike Myers does usually. Let's do it again, but bigger. Let's do it again, but stupider.
Yep.
Can I get this again? No, you can't. Oh.
No.
Bum, bum, bum.
So, I don't have a lot of notes on Wayne's World. I'm sorry, Bill and Ted. other than it's just fun. It's also kind of a great time capsule of the 80s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything is rent your VHS here and the mall. The mall work is awesome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's right out of Stranger Things, right?
Yeah, but this is like a legit mall in the 80s.
Do you think that they're, like, the way that the film is structured is kind of a commentary on public education?
Of course it is. But
or do you think they're just having fun? Like, are they like, kids today don't know anything about history? Or are they like, we're just going to have fun with that and be like, whatever.
The whole oral, like, exam in front of the whole school or class was weird.
Beef. George Carlin said you can't say
blowjob. What?
Yeah.
Bless you.
I don't know if that was one of them.
Thank you.
But I mean, realistically, doing that in front of the just the oral exam, not the blowjob, in front of the entire class or student body is a little, I don't know, imposing for high school. At least it would have been for me.
It was in high school.
Shit, I would have shit myself and ran away.
Well, why do you think I'm so social these days?
Because you're a multilingual dude. No,
it's because they threw us in front of a class for everything we had to do instead of writing it. So then you write, like, not really well, but you learn to talk your way out of anything. So, yes, I did study this bullshit.
Like, what do you think the audience thought? Do you think they just got, like, some reenactors to come in and pretend to be these people?
That's what you'd have to think, right? Because these two idiots aren't going to get a time machine.
Right. They just had
time travel doesn't exist, Beef.
Right. They just had some
we know of
pyrotechnics and light show and smoke machine. And
yep. I mean, this is the 80s. That stuff was all stage, right. You know, big hair, stage music.
You see, that's one of the conceit that I liked in the new Terminator. So at some point, Terminator just kept coming because, well, if time travel exists in multiple timeline, at some point it's going to get screwed up. So people just keep sending crap in the past.
That's about all I have on Bill and Ted.
I mean, I guess we could do the thing. Okay, wait. If you guys are ready to rate this movie, what number am I thinking of?
42.
69.
Somewhere right in the middle, 53. All right, gentlemen, for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Wing, are you going legendary?
Most triumphant.
Legend of its time.
Excellent.
Cult legend.
Do you know where there are any personages of historical significance around here?
Awesome.
Wild Stallions.
Greatest way to spell it as well. Entertaining.
Bodacious.
Mammable.
Shut up, Ted.
Forgettable.
Bogus.
Abysmal.
Most egregious.
Spring Breakers D&D.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Wait, yes! I actually agree with one of yours, finally. With an aside of nostalgia, guilty pleasure, tingle, barf, tears.
With a side of party on!
Oh my god, I'm gonna have the biggest side of party on, and oh my god, I'm gonna give it an excellent. It aged just a bit it's maybe 30 years is a long time, but it's still fun. But I think it's because I still have my huge side of party on that it makes it kind of awesome. You know, all that salt on those fries makes your burger like taste a little bit better in some ways. So yeah, but I'm gonna be honest, I think it's a legend of its time. Nobody remember who they are. Now everybody's about Jay and Silent Bob or whatever the new thing that I don't know that exists. So, legend of its time. But this is one of my favorite comedy of all time. See what I did there?
But I did see what you did there.
But for some reason, I can't tell you why the joke worked for me, probably because it's historical and time travel-y, so it's kind of universal in some ways. And I'm in the the generation of the start of the 90s, so the grunge generation, which is this is a little bit inspired by, so it gets me on every level. The humor is a little bit bigger than I would want it to be, but I can let it slide because I'm having so much fun. So Beef.
I have to go bodacious. So entertaining with a side of party on. I enjoyed my rewatch. It was fun in the beginning. It got a little, I don't know, slow in the middle there, maybe just because I've seen it a handful of times before. But then again at the end when they're doing the montage of all the crap going down, breaking into the jail and after the mall. Yeah, it was entertaining. I mean, this isn't something I'm going to rewatch all the time, but once every 20 years I think is probably all right. Lobster.
Do you know where there are any personages of historical significance around here? Well, I would say that this film is historically significant because it is a cult legend. I think this movie does a really good job of being a fun time travel movie. It never gets too self-serious, even in ways that honestly Hot Tub Time Machine and Back to the Future get a little heavy-handed. This never even goes there. Like, no one ever nearly erases themselves from existence. You have like one moment where you think that Bill got stabbed, or Ted got stabbed. Yeah, Ted got stabbed, and you're like, oh no, and then you're like, oh, I fell out of my armor. Even the executioners, it turns out it's Socrates and Billy the Kid. Like, there are never really any stakes. The time machine breaks down, they just stop and hammer it back into place. So
everybody chewing the gum.
I mean, I thought this was so much fun. I don't know if I've ever actually watched this one. I might have only seen the second one. So I did not know where it was going, which is kind of fun with a 30-year-old movie. And I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Cult legend.
All right. Last word on Bill and Ted.
Party on, my dudes, and be excellent to each other.
Excellent.
Party on.
Beef, what time is it?
News time. Boom, boom. Oh, and it was the first TED Talks.
Oh, it was literally the first TED Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And be excellent to each other. All right, so box office. What the what?
Nobody goes to the theater anymore?
I think they also counted pocket lint and like Tic Tacs this weekend.
Well, so
everybody had to pay for Disney Plus, so you don't have money.
But that didn't open till Tuesday, which was kind of a bummer.
We'll get to that later.
3-day weekend. You had a 3-day weekend with Veterans Day, and you couldn't spend it watching Disney Plus.
Disney Plus didn't even open right away this morning because the servers crashed for a few hours.
We'll come back to that. We covered that, I think, a week or two ago.
Yeah, we said it was going to happen.
All right. So, number one, Midway, two, Dr. Sleep, three, Playing with Fire, four, Last Christmas. So, you had four new release pictures, bumping Terminator from number one to number five on the list.
One fell swoop.
Joker became the most profitable comic book movie of all time with what it has grossed worldwide. It's almost at $1 billion, right? Off its, what, $30 million or so budget, whatever it had. It didn't have a big budget at all. So
there's a bigger
$63 million.
63. So that is incredible return on investment, which they didn't want to give it any money anyway. So how can they complain with the fact that it kicked butt? Midway ended up number one. Not as a surprise. It's a war movie coming in on Veterans Day. And Playing with Fire lit up in third place, kind of a low budget comedy with John Cena. Big news, flop alert, Dr. Sleep, the anticipated follow up to The Shining, based on the novel by Stephen King.
Were they able to pay Ewan McGregor?
Don't think so. That's why he's now going to do the Obi-Wan TV show, because, so that bombed, and Last Christmas, which is the new movie from Paul Feig, kind of his take on the Love Actually genre with Emilia Clarke and Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians. Also, like, something weird happened. I don't know what the plot twist of the movie actually was, but it was in like all the reviews and like all the instant reactions before the movie even came out. So it seemed to me like this movie kind of got spoiled for everyone and just no one went to see it.
Well,
so
blah, blah, blah.
So Last Christmas, I gave away the plot twist. The very next day, I gave it away.
Okay. Figure people don't like that anymore.
Yeah, people aren't going to see something that feels like a Hallmark movie, too. That's, Hallmark has kind of cornered the market. They air a new Christmas movie every Saturday from, like, November through January. So you're not You don't need to go to the theater to get that fix.
No, but you need to produce new ones for the next year of Hallmark.
And Netflix is doing it, and even Disney Plus premiered with a Christmas movie to watch.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
So, well, we talked about the trailer, so.
I forgot about it.
And you forgot about the trailer, so. Nah. Speaking of Disney Plus, and we'll come back to it, don't worry, Moon Knight and She-Hulk have found their head writers. Moon Knight will be the co-creator of Umbrella Academy.
Good show.
And Rick and Morty writer will be the head writer for She-Hulk. Very cool.
I'm excited. I like the Umbrella Academy, so we'll see.
Yep. Darcy Carden and Abby Jacobson are going to do a League of Their Own series for Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
A League of Their Own, There's No Crying in Baseball?
It's good, but you're not going to have Tom Hanks.
We don't know. We don't know.
True.
It is Disney now?
He is Mr. Rogers.
It's Amazon, but we don't know who they're going to get. They could get James Dean. We don't know.
Yeah, that's true. They could get James Dean.
We'll come back to that.
Porn star?
No. Clearly not. Titans renewed for Season 3 on DC Universe? Is that going to hang out?
Max?
Yeah, that's going to hang out for a while.
I'm more excited for the Harley Quinn show coming out November 29th. I'm
surprised that Titan is renewed at all because this season is rough.
Why is it rough? Just not good stories?
Well, the show went from something super gritty from something more like Green Arrow-y? In like a season where they retcon half of the first season, and the episodes are like you're gonna have one full episode on Superboy, one full episode on Dick Grayson, then two team episodes where you don't remember at all what happened 3, 4, 5 episodes ago because they were not that memorable. So yeah, it's a rough season. I can't believe this is renewed. I just can't believe it's not like Batwoman that I can believe it will be canceled after the crossover because nobody's watching it and it's not a good show. So
okay, well,
speaking of controversial opinions, Kevin Feige weighed in on what Martin Scorsese said and said it's unfortunate, and there's lots of definitions for what art is.
Yeah, classy.
Speaking of art, they're resurrecting James Dean.
Not classy.
To star in a new movie?
Not classy.
I don't think it's cool.
No, it's weird. I mean, it's...
Yeah. Plus, I hear they're making his eyes too small. The mouth looks weird. You know, he's got weird legs and hands. And oh, no. I'm talking about Sonic the Hedgehog. Oh, thank God they fixed that. Am I right?
It does look a little bit better, but I don't... I think Jim Carrey looks fun.
Did you look at him? Did you look at them side by side?
No.
Now, click on that article, and it shows side-by-side what they look like.
Okay.
It's a huge improvement, but now it really does look
it's
like
the
a cartoon.
It's the same shot.
I'm happier with it because it reminds me more of the cartoon.
Right, of the video game, the cartoon. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what they were thinking with that first one, man. They definitely leaned into the cartoon. Like, I see now side by side, they were like, let's make it look more
animal.
Like it could be a real creature, but then give it weird human teeth. And then I see, like, they're like, no, people obviously, like, they don't mess with my childhood. Like,
right.
Detective Pikachu, like, gave us screen accurate Pokemon, and people were happy with that. And I think that's what they wanted, right?
Yeah, but we say screen accurate. We were happy with what we got. I totally agree with that. The problem was, how do you adapt a drawing that has no texture? And they made good choice in Pokemon, but the first time I saw Psyduck with all that fur, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. Well, it's got to have something, right?
Yeah.
So. It can't just be a color. Made out of plastic.
Can't it?
No. All right. Let's talk about the Disney Plus in the room. Disney Plus.
Disney Plus. Yeah, I broke down. I watched it. I did it. I was part of the people we said that would crash the servers because, you know, we did. But again, that was only for, I think, by 9 or 10 a.m. I was able to get back in.
Yeah, so it turned out they did not buy the they did not buy the extra server space from Pixar.
No, they just didn't, they didn't flip the switch till about 10 a.m.
Yeah. So
they didn't flip the switch yet, because what they're what Disney is brilliant about, they were like, "Okay, what's crashing? Everybody wants to watch Star Wars, this. Make sure these works."
Yeah, yeah.
Screw the rest.
I mean, let's take a quick poll here. What was the first thing you watched?
Mandalorian,
yeah. I mean, I think that's when there's a new service and it's a new product, I think you watch that new product first. Now, if The Mandalorian didn't come until next week, what would have been the first thing you watched?
I would have waited until next week.
I wouldn't have bought it today.
Oh, okay.
I bought this thing today to watch The Mandalorian, okay. And then I watched the other thing, and I was like, oh, I need to watch that.
See, I bought the advanced deal like months ago.
Yeah, it was like $3.93 or $4.93 a month.
So super cheap a month.
Yeah, but in Canada, were like, be lucky you get this. Shut up and pay.
We were sitting there and I was reading. We got to unloading the trucks this morning. I was reading something and they said, you know, from all accounts, The Mandalorian looks good. And I was like, that should be today. And my boss is like, yeah, he's a big Star Wars nerd. So I bought it and I let him use one of my accounts on lunch to watch it. And he was like, dude, you need to watch it. So it was well worth the money, because, I mean, it's fucking Mandalorian, and it's Star Wars, and it's gritty, and
it's so good.
It's really well done, and
spoiler alert, without spoiling anything, I hope we get more IG units.
Taika Waititi was awesome.
Yeah, he needs to be the...
And they did a good job. Like, if you've ever seen IG-88 before, you're like, that's the dumbest looking robot I've ever seen. But they did a good job making
badass,
like making you understand why that design is actually really smart. Because he just swivels, man.
So badass.
So well. God, I love this thing.
Like, we should almost hurry up with this show, because I'm gonna watch it again when done editing.
So
listen, I woke up with the worst freaking migraine, forgetting this existed in the world. I was at the drugstore picking like some very hard drugs, and all of a sudden I hear somebody in the back and I'm talking about it, and I'm like, wait, what?
That's today. Are we?
So I went home, got drugged up, and waited just enough to be able to be conscious.
Let's get swifty.
So aside from The Mandalorian, let's say you were really excited to have 30 seasons of The Simpsons to watch. And then you realize that the aspect ratio is messed up and some of the visual jokes don't necessarily work. Would you be upset?
Yeah.
Not really. Not today.
I would. I think if something was broadcast in a certain aspect ratio, they should preserve it for streaming, because I think part of the reason that I was excited about Disney Plus was I was excited about shows that I watched when I was a kid that you can maybe find once in a while on DVD, but really aren't available anywhere else.
You just mentioned The Simpsons. That's the thing that's available everywhere.
But I love Gargoyles and Darkwing Duck and, you know, Tailspin and Goof Troop and all that stuff. So also the original X-Men animated series is going to be on there. The Spider-Man animated series is going to be on there.
I checked the X-Men animated series, and that looks good. So.
Yeah. So, again, I kind of treat this as an archive, too. Like, don't mess with the aspect ratio of stuff. Like, remaster it fine, just so it looks okay on HD, but don't cut anything. They've already gotten, like, it's already been noticed that they have edited some content from other Disney movies, which Disney does fairly regularly. They'll cut out bits from Dumbo and things like that. But again, I kind of think this is, if you're going to do it, like, let it be the archive, like, put a spoiler warning up front and say, like, oh, this has some content that may be questionable, you know, but this was what it looked like when it was made.
Yeah, look at I checked Star Wars, actual Star Wars.
There was a Greedo change.
Yeah, there was a Greedo change again, and I was like, why do we keep messing with this? Can I get used to one of those?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was created. That's how the artist or whoever envisioned it, let that be what happens.
Yeah.
Well, the artist says that's not how he envisioned it. That's the problem with this freaking scene. But I digress.
Well, I think, you know, Disney is going to be Disney and they're going to mess with stuff, but I think we just need to keep them honest.
So give them $90 a year?
Okay. Yeah, 70. Exactly. It took forever, but damn it, Rick and Morty's premiere was good.
I have not watched it yet.
Okay, well.
I don't watch that show yet.
I'm excited.
I don't pay for Hulu, so I'm just going to buy them on Amazon.
Okay, fair.
What, you don't want to pay for the other Disney streaming service? Come on,
well,
beef.
I could have gotten that for $12 a month with ESPN Plus also, but I don't watch sports, so yes.
That's starting to be a hell of a cable bill.
I know. Exactly. Shut up.
All right, let's dump some trailers out.
Color of Space, Mandy producer and Nicolas Cage, right? Or Mandy director?
And H.P. Lovecraft short story.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, H.P. Lovecraft.
It looks fucking weird, and fucking I think I'm okay
awesome.
With it.
Yeah.
Wing, will you try this one and show up
no.
this time?
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
I'm not watching this.
The color.
We had that conversation last week.
Of space.
Wait, did you ever watch Mandy?
Yes, I did. And I was like, why the hell am I doing this to myself?
My favorite movie last year.
You're a weirdo.
Along with Spider-Verse. Yeah. The Night. Knight Before Christmas.
I had no interest even in this trailer.
It's a Netflix movie.
I've seen the Hugh Jackman version of this in New York.
Yep.
In the Renaissance. Yeah. Okay.
Kate and Leopold.
There you go.
Wendy.
What is this? I know
that's
this.
That's Peter
what
Pan
is this?
Again.
What is this?
This is like Peter Pan, Lord of the Flies, right?
It seems like Peter Pan,
it is Peter Pan,
Lord of the Flies, and kids. Like a really artsy-fartsy movie.
Is it okay that I'm more excited about Scooby-Doo than this?
Yes, the Scooby-Doo trailer was awesome, but first, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Again, I'm excited for Dr. Robotnik.
It looks... I think it's going to make more money in February than it would have... in November, because we're in November and movies aren't making money. So,
yeah.
I think the fact
and
that
it's
they
a kids movie, you know, something to take the midgets to.
They fixed the visuals and they put it on Valentine's Day. It's going to kill.
But I'm going to watch it the day it's going to be, what Beef keeps saying, free somewhere. You know?
All right. The movie trailer that I was not expecting that surprisingly worked well for me, Scoob.
It's how they grow up. It's they grow up together.
I got a little feels.
If he doesn't
dog and it's the boys and his dog.
If Scooby doesn't sneak away and cough in another room at least one time when he's an adult, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah. That looks good.
Yes.
Soul from Pixar.
I don't want to have movies. I don't want to have animated movies tell me about death unless it's anime. God damn it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Have you seen Coco?
No.
Didn't they do this with Coco? That's what I was going to say. Like,
I think it's going to be the soul of music. It's going to be something different. It's going to be about remembering people more than Coco. But
right.
I've seen Coco only once, and I was crying. Like,
also Inside Out, right? Like,
yeah, another one where you're like...
and so, Up.
Prepare your Kleenex.
Yeah. Just punch me
up.
In the tears again.
Right.
Punch me in the tears.
Hit that tear button.
Apple Plus Servant.
This
M. Night Shyamalan of Milan.
Trailer kept getting more and more weird.
Yeah.
And I don't...
It's a doll.
Yeah.
It's...
a mother.
And then she... The nanny is crazy.
Yeah, but
what actually happened to the kid?
That's a
and
question.
The dad might be gaslighting the mom. Like, what?
Explain that term.
Okay, so gaslighting... is a form of psychological abuse where it comes from this old movie where the husband kept like turning down the lights and making it dimmer, and when the wife would say something, he would say, no, it's always been like this. This is the way it is. And then you start to doubt your own sanity.
Okay.
There's three lights. Sorry.
Okay. So this looks really cool, and honestly, the only Apple Plus series I'm interested in at the moment.
This and C are the only two for me. Maybe the morning show, but I don't have time for all of it.
No.
Yeah,
and I'm paying for Disney Plus, not Apple, whatever.
Yeah, that's the one I don't care about right now, the Apple thing. I watched that trailer and I was like, and on top of it, it's written from Night Shyamalan and Bing Bong at the start and the end.
But it's Shyamalan and Bing Bong doing a TV show now.
Shark Tackle seem to be interested.
So. All right.
But well, not you.
All right. Now, speaking of gaslighting, another trailer that deals with the same thing, The Invisible Man.
This looks messed up. It just looks like the trailer's a slow burn, it seems like, but
yeah,
it is this a show or a movie?
It's a movie.
It's my girl from Mad Men. It's the
Handmaid's
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's again an allegory about violence,
abuse
and psychological
belief of the believing the victim. Yeah. This looks cool. Also looks cool and like weirdly scary take on Fantasy Island.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that for a second. And then I was like, oh, now it sounds boring.
Oh, I thought this made it look more interesting.
Made it look like, how can I put that? Saw for kids.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
trailer.
Because it's like, is it in some simulation or something? Because I don't know.
I'd rather have it be the actual weird island.
I know, like the Lost Island.
Don't let everything be it was in a VR.
But that's where everything's going now.
Could they be in some sort of world where fantasy comes to life and they reenact vivid scenarios with things that look and feel human?
Like Westworld?
Oh my gosh.
Wow, you are the segue master.
I totally am.
It's all about insight these days.
New trailer, yeah, for Insight. It's a made-up company in the Westworld.
Beef, thing. Share some insight for us.
I'm rewatching season two again, I was right again. I will shout it from the rooftops. No, about, security dude.
Okay, yeah. Totally a robot.
Totally a robot.
But he's not in this trailer.
I know.
No one is. What is the deal?
It's like ARG. Is that the term? Augmented reality game or whatever, they basically do commercials and websites for the evil bad companies in shows. They did one back in the day, or a handful of them, for Fringe, for Massive Dynamic.
Sure.
And I think Lost had some as well. So
Insight is the new company that is a rival to, Devos? Delvos?
Delos.
Yep. And then, is this a spinoff, or?
I don't think so. I think this is just them, maybe someone else is taking their technology. Maybe this is the company that's trying to steal their technology.
They better explain to me what happened with the Men in Black at the end of season two, and which timeline we are, and
what do you mean? I could bullshit. I tell you all that. We're fine. We're in one timeline.
We're fine.
Oh, yeah. We're fine. We're fine.
Speaking of timeline.
Just a fidelity test at the end. That was the end of the series you watched right there, Wing. That was like 50 years from now when the series ends.
Fuck.
Actually, probably like 500, because if you weigh, it was all the doors were broken and the water was drained out and there was like sand in there and shit. So that was way in the future. Anyways, what's up, Lobster?
Speaking of timeline,
mm-hmm.
What are we doing next week?
Crown of
Classic.
Next time, Legends Podcast. Crown November continues with timeline. Yay. I actually own it though too, so whatever.
I wish I did, because I don't, and I'm gonna have to pay for it somewhere. Probably.
You
to
know,
watch it.
The sad thing
is
that
it's probably on something that you're already paying for.
I'm sure it's on something.
It was $12.99, and as I open this case, it's not scratched, but yeah, $12.99. That's great. I will have watched it twice, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. At least I'm paying more than you again for it.
Well, very good.
This has been episode 447 of Legends Podcast. I'm Beef saying, yay, time travel. Boo. Timeline.
I'm John D. saying, I'm sure it's on one of the million of streaming service that I'm using.
And I'm John O. Lobster saying, you did it, you crazy son of a bitch. You did it. You made a time travel movie.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave us feedback, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook at Legends Podcast. For all our contact information, as well as other shows, look to GunnaGeek.com and KrakenCast.com. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.Lipson.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is Danger Storm by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incomputech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legend Stream Canada, Gunna Geek, or KrakenCast. No infringement is intended.